No one I know would call me this early.
Not unless I was told to. How are you?
I know. No, don't you remember Sleepless in Seattle?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, no one I know would call me this early. Anyway. Yes, hi.
Hello.
So, how are you?
Hello. You know, we're good. We just finished our every Friday with the troops. I round them up, and we do wins and whys. What is your weekly win?
Wins and lies?
Wins and whys. What is your why?
Oh, wins and whys.
Or
I thought you were going to say. Okay, got it.
Yeah, everyone's got smiles on their face. We're feeling it. It's Tammy's decorating her desk because there's a desk decoration contest today. So, you know, we're trying. We're trying to not kill each other.
Yes, exactly. Well, then I think the reason why they can all report successes is they deal with retailers who are the last defense line before the fucking public.
Oh my God.
So, whoops, sorry.
No,
yeah.
I'm dealing vicariously.
I'm calling to report on my open memos.
Oh
my God. Those cheese dicks with this 70 or 80 and oh my God, it has to be an E or an F and it has to be VS or better. She literally made two changes to the wax as we stood there, even though last week this is the final version. I'm like, oh, you fucking idiot.
Oh.
They're just simple.
They just
know?
Yeah, but they don't know.
Right. They don't care. Oh, no.
A yarn ball unraveling, right? Like, it's like, okay,
right.
Sure.
The husband-to-be has total sense of what it's taking me every time she has a little idea via email, right? So anyway, but I got them locked in on the design of the rings.
Good.
So they've got a set price there, and then I show them the 70 and the 80, EVS1, VFVS2. Oh, my God, that's just so expensive. I'm like, fuck. So then, to make a long story shorter, she goes, how small would the diamond have to be this quality and be $2,500? And I was like, okay. So I got out. I had a 62-something. And then here's the other thing I did. And go figure. They're dumb as a box of hair. They couldn't see the difference. Even though when we first started this in July, it had to be VS or better just because.
Don't do your hourly rate on this one. Avoid that math.
Oh, God. I know. So the punchline is I sold them the 70-something that we already own that's an FSI2.
Perfect. Yeah.
And they were so stupid. They stood there going, we can't see a difference.
Oh, shit.
I said, well, do you know why? I said, do you know why? And they're kind of looking at each other and like, I said, okay, you guys, eyes up, eyes on me. And they're kind of like, what? I said, the reason why you can move the stereo knobs up and down a little bit on the toner and the treble and the bass is the one knob we broke off and we're not changing is they're all ideal cut.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So the quality of the sparkle is the same regardless of the size, give or take the color. And so all of a sudden, the guy got it. Just like, oh, well, let's look at you. So,
follow the bouncing ball. Light bulb turned on.
So here's what I was just thinking. So obviously, I've closed the deal. So I'm good with them.
Yeah.
And then I stand there looking at an E and a F, a VS1, a VS2, and looking at our loose box this morning, we have a 50... And we have a 70 that are both HVS2s.
Okay.
But we really don't have, like, a top-tier D to F VS ideal, right?
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like that 80 is a smart addition
to
the box.
Well, I appreciate
it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, and it's something. It's a new invoice. Well, and I was going to, you know, send something back with it. And then I'm like, no, that's what January's for.
That's what January's for. Yeah.
Well,
the dust settles, what makes sense, what went, what didn't, what can we balance, what can we swap? You know, I know it's weird, and this is I'm going to share my little ray of sunshine. I've got I've got more people buying high quality, or just in general, three-quarter carat smalls, match pairs. I'm sending 4 1 carats that are all, you know, excellent cut, but pendant quality. Like, this is shit that...
Right.
Now, here's the problem from, you know, if I can sing my own blues, they are 40% cheaper. So it's like, I'm glad that they're selling again. I'm glad that people are turning back to
naturals. What, naturals?
Yes. Yes, way
naturals
more.
Naturals in general, yeah.
Naturals in general. Yeah. But it is funny because I'm like, yes, 4 1 carats. Wow, they're all $1,500. Like, you know,
Wait a minute. No, what's a 1 carat that's $1,500?
Not why it's quality. Why it's, this is like, hey, I won.
No, but for pendants.
Oh, yeah.
I won.
Yeah, I won. Like, JK, I won, but still GIA triple X's.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah. I might be a little low ball there. That might be 18. But
right, but still.
Yeah, but sub $2,000 1 carat round? Like, you know, it's wild. And but here's the thing, even carat and a halves, and naturals in general, finished and loose, are increasing. And it's been tough the past 2 years combating lab grown. Like, I was talking to Mike in the meeting the other day. I'm like, all right, well, we went from the industry selling our product 100% of the time, maybe losing to CZ or whatever, you know, moissanite for the budget, to 90% of the time they're selling lab and 10% of the time they're selling natural. Now it's starting to balance. But also, I didn't mind selling lab grown when a 2 carat was $4,000.
Right. It was,
But now it's $400.
Now it's $750.
Yeah. So, like, like, you know, it's good, though. I'm excited. The season for it being the fifth, the number of pieces going and going quickly is exciting. So have you seen good traffic?
Oh, well, that is good.
Have you seen, like, decent traffic? Or?
So here's, I'll be open.
Yeah.
It's always like, let's see how bad we can fuck Dean's blood pressure, right? We are a store that traditionally does all of our Christmas in the 10 days before.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, last year was a bit of an anomaly that we were ringing the bell every fucking day in December, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, which, God bless, that was amazing. But this year so far, we're back to, wow, we've got time to restock the ring boxes and let's, you know, catch up on this. Because we've had this calendar week, we've had pockets of 2-3 hours without anyone even in the store.
Okay. So it's back to that kind of, it's like going back to that.
Yeah.
You're not alone. A lot of people are telling me, they're like, it comes later and later every year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's frustrating, though, because,
like
you said, your blood pressure. I was talking to Jim from Long Jewelers, and he's like, this is the guy that I always expected was kind of a cool cucumber that had his business well in hand and
things
just happen.
And nothing's going to faze him.
No, but he even said, he's like, pretty much exactly what you said. He's like, let's fuck with Jim's blood pressure and, you know.
Exactly.
Because we're waiting and waiting until the big hits come.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, but don't overlook the hits that you are getting. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Right, no. And so yesterday, here's what I was going to say. Yesterday morning, we had like 3 hours straight where it was like 5D, right? And the only challenge to that is, oh my God, data is just so limited.
Oh.
And so it's just really... So instead of me being able to help three while he's focused on one person, I'm still having to eavesdrop on what he's doing, you know, to try to make sure I'm helping him from the side. But so anyway, yesterday was a nice day. It wasn't like, oh my God, I could quit now, but it was a nice day, right? Because the couple gave me $2,500 for the diamonds, right?
Yeah.
And then they don't even need the fucking rings till February. That's what's so anal about these people.
Ugh.
And then I sold, it kind of pissed me off. I sold this really amazing woman who's a longtime customer. I sold her a $3,000 bracelet. instead of the $12,000 one she said she wanted for the last 4 months. And so, am I grateful for the three? Sure. Did I buy that 12 at the RJO show in Chicago with her in mind? Yes. So, I mean, I was like, oh.
I love you so much.
God, okay.
I get it. I get
yeah.
it. It's I share this with everybody, too, because I'm like, listen, if you get a snappy person on the other end of the phone, bring some joy to their life. Bring some levity.
Right.
They're not, like, they're dealing with the shit, right? They are talking, like, we feel like jewelers can be a handful. Walking them down the path. We're not dealing with Mr. Invicta. That's what I call him. Like, you know, Mr. Invicta coming. Hey, I didn't know that you were selling a 5-carat round right now, but I'm going to kick and scream if you don't change my shitty watch battery this minute.
Right.
You know, so we don't have that. You know, we have a desk and we have a phone that we can hang up. So
exactly, you get to walk away from the fucking public. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, you've got a layer of protection that those guys on the boat didn't.
That's right.
Yes.
But
so okay. So with that being said, I'll get the 70 EVS one out. I'll box it up probably tomorrow, and you'll have it back on Tuesday.
Thank you so much. And if there's anything that you feel like you're light on, anything that you feel like you need, let me know.
Now, I can't remember. 90 seconds, I'll tell you a story. She's Dick, pushy Jewish guy, came in our store this summer, unannounced, walked in, just an old-fashioned traveling diamond guy with, you know, baggy zip pinned to the inside of his coat, right?
Old school, yeah.
Old school, from New York City, Rockhauer is the name of the company. We bought a few things from him, and I told him, I said, you know, I miss the days of Lazar when I could sell cassettes of VG to Excellence, but you weren't paying for the money to have them all sorted, blah, blah. So he shows up unannounced a month ago, and he had all of these match pairs, and this is going back to your putting better quality product into mountings.
Yeah.
He had all these match pairs. Lots of 40, so lots of quarters each, you know, 20s and quarters.
Fancies or rounds?
And rounds, just match pairs of rounds.
Okay.
And then he had a couple half carat total weights, a couple 60s, a couple 70s, and a couple of 80s, right? But the thing that was ridiculous was he had separated them into two different bundles. Ideal cuts. And ideal cut that yield hearts and arrows, okay?
Oh,
I mean, like,
okay.
Really
yeah.
nice, right?
Yeah.
But smalls and uncertified, but parcel graded very precisely.
Good.
Right?
Yeah.
And so what I spent 4 hours last night was, I know, on the 4th of December, because I'm so ahead of the curve, going through a bunch of these halo mountings that we bought closeout from a company last year, and I'm now setting fucking FSI2 hearts and arrow, you know, quarters and thirds into pendants and studs.
That's awesome.
And so I'm taking them in this morning, and I'm going to just be like, put these in the front of everybody else, right?
Yeah, 100%.
But again, we're not going to be pulling out IJ1 clusterfucks. We're going to have a handful of... That's an actual Wyatt's engagement ring quality diamond in a pendant.
Right. Yeah.
So trying to be ready for the people that can see the quality at the counter.
And some
so hopefully,
some years it's more or less, but this year, even so far, lots of pendants is what I mean. We don't have to mount it up, but I'm sending loose for.
Right. Yeah.
So
and,
hopefully
and
they
is,
blow right out.
But then again, here's the other thing. Talk about salt and pepper. Right, or bread and butter.
That's
something you need in your case all year long, right?
Right, yeah,
so,
that's not a Christmas time. That's a life event. I need a $1,200 gift. I can get a super high quality natural, and that's what I like is one of the jewelers came by at RJO, proudly dumped a bag of sterling silver and lab grown fashion on the case.
Counter?
Yeah, and he's like, I'm going to blow this stuff out. Isn't this great? He's just excited. He was showing me something, like a little business venture that he was in because he has some manufacturing side, right? I asked him how he was doing with it because I figured this time of year, that kind of shit would fly, right? Big.
Sure.
you know,
yeah.
Well, Garrett, not as good as I thought I was, you know, but replace my carrot and a half pear shape for me. I sold it. Replace my, you know what I mean?
Okay,
and I'm
there
like,
you go.
I'm like,
yeah,
wow,
yeah.
All
the
stuff we've been preaching, right? You know,
yes, exactly.
But anyway.
Oh my God. So, yeah, it's just in the desperation in the phone calls. Hi, we'd like to set you up with a memo program. I was like, do I buy from you? No, good. I was like, no, thank you. Goodbye.
Right.
I mean,
please take my things.
Two or three calls a day. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, just.
I try not to be one of those calls. We try not to be one of those calls. Again, like, Dean, I understand you're busy. I'm on my way. If there's ever anything you need, I'm here. Have a great one.
Exactly.
All the best success.
Yes.
I'm out of your way.
Talk to you later.
You know.
Okay.
That kind of thing. Well, I wasn't saying goodbye.
Oh, no, wait. I thought that was you wrapping
up
your phone call.
No. That's
okay.
The call, right? You know what I mean? Like, that's
okay. Yes.
That's what I don't want to be.
That's what it should be.
Right. I don't want to be in your way. You've got shit to do.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So here's a question just because let's talk about what matters.
Yeah.
That guy was just joking with your Rolex. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. It's going to look brand new. I love watches. I hate watch companies.
Without a doubt.
It just infuriates me that anyone could be so bold. And his store in Bakersfield used to be a Rolex location up until like last year, until they came in and went.
No, are you talking about Bakersfield, California?
Yeah. Wickersham is the name of the store.
Who is it? It's who?
Wickersham. There were only two big players that I'm aware of. It's American.
Upstairs.
And they've closed.
Yeah.
They've gone. I still work with the owner. He's retired. He now lives on the East Coast, I think in the Carolinas. George, I think his name is.
Yeah.
They had everything. They had, but Wickersham would probably be your second, but they carried Rolex.
Right.
And then Rolex comes in and goes, and they had like a 100-year-old building, and they go, and it's a gorgeous store, beautiful store, standalone, and they go, your ceilings aren't tall enough, goodbye. Build us a store or goodbye. But he was so pleased as punch.
Don't sweat it because they're going to build their own store. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They also have a location in Fresno, and it was a Rolex location in a strip mall. They just finished building this multi-million-dollar standalone jewelry store, and they still don't have a full collection of Rolexes because Rolex didn't approve some of the glass they used in a case or something. Like, it's just. And by the way, you're not selling enough, so thank you for building us a building, but we're still going to pull the product from it. You know what I mean? You're not safe just because you agreed to build them a store. Anyway, Dean, Marty is a good long friend. He's a bench jeweler there, and he's a magician. His hands are gold, and he was pleased as punch. He took out all the pins, re-loctited them, and I'm gonna send you a photo when it's all done. But what an asshole, sent me, because I had a dream that I woke up that it didn't get there because it was stuck in Memphis for a day and a half. Like, it was
right.
I sent it with some diamonds. I sent it with some matched pairs, and then he sent me that photo. I'm like, what the hell happened to the box? He was like, Garrett, I was trying to find a FedEx box that I could stomp into the ground and send you a photo. I'm like, you're evil. You're evil. But
That is evil on our heart.
Yeah. But
especially when we care about these things.
Yeah. But
all right, brother. Will you go have a great
You too.
Day.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you.
All
Let
right,
me know
brother.
If you need me.
Talk
I'll be
later.
Here. All right. Bye-bye.
I will. Okay, thanks.